Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martes.
Hello, everybody. This is C.J. Martes, and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, August 17th. Hope everybody is celebrating TGIF with me tonight. For discussion tonight is the topic of how we balance our own needs with the needs of others. Well, you know, for me, this is a real important subject, and I'm happy to explore it with each of you because this is going to be a real challenging issue for all of us. As I do every week, I'm going to start by sharing that inspiring story and this week's angel message. I know we can't wait to get to that. After discussion of the topic, I'll open up the phones. Remember, the call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers each week, I'm real sorry if I can't get to everybody, but hey, we are moving to an hour in September, so keep trying. Okay. So we have some short prayer requests before we get to my inspiring story this week. Please offer prayers for David, who's been in the hospital with heart and kidney issues. Marilyn asks for prayers for strength and positive change in her life. Please pray for Sherry's brother, Mike, who's in a health crisis with cancer. Let's pray for his health to return quickly. And let's send some angel hugs and pray for Barb, whose mother, Bev, has transitioned now from the human world recently. Remember, you can send your prayer request to me via Facebook or email at any time. I would be happy to include them in my own personal ones and as well as sharing with all of you out there. So you can send them on in to me. Well, I was searching for the inspiring story. And, of course, some headlines just sort of gravitate to, really. This is, Good Samaritan Saves Life of Driver in Fiery Crash. This happening in Colorado. And, the story starts like this. Some people believe we are put in places for a reason. Oswald Allen knows this to be true. He was driving when a semi-truck caught fire and he helped rescue the driver from the cab. So this father of four was on an interstate heading home about 2 a.m. Saturday when he sees a truck having trouble. And this is what he said. It just blew up and went boom. He described the whole cab was on fire, the whole thing. There were flames coming up to the door. There were flames in the front. There were flames everywhere. The whole thing was on fire. And incidentally, he would never actually have usually been on the highway at 2 a.m. with his family. But this is what he says about that. He said, "I believe God had me on that road in that place at that time because there's no reason for me to be out there." And so he watched the truck hit the median. It exploded. He saw that there was a driver in there. And the driver couldn't get out. The doors just wouldn't open. And he's trying to tell the disoriented driver to get out, and he's pulling the driver's door handle, can't get in. And he says at the time, nobody was really stopping. So he starts flagging people down. And this wonderful gentleman says, "I couldn't have gotten him out by myself," he said, describing the driver as weighing over 200 pounds. "I thank God they came and they helped. And we did it together." But what he was most surprised about is when they finally get this man out through a broken window, the group of them, the man didn't have a burn on him, not one burn, and the entire cab was engulfed in flames. And, of course, everyone's like, "Wow, this man is such a hero." But what's so cool to me is that nobody that I share on this show ever thinks they're a hero. And he just says simply, "I was where I was supposed to be." So I think that's just wonderful that he saved this gentleman. Not a scratch on this guy. So I think that's pretty remarkable. So, and we just never know. We might just always be in that right place at the right time under unusual circumstances. But it's wonderful when we can be the angel to those in need. So without further ado, we're going to go into this angel message of the week for August 17th. Dear ones, we have spoken in these many months about the ways you can empower yourself to speak your truth and realize that you are powerful beyond measure. With divine energy supporting the deeper manifestation of empowerment this week, we wish to speak to you about a necessary quality that you must cultivate in order to move forward. Balance. Rather than discussing tonight's show topic first, there's another type of balance that we wish to speak to you about. This is the balance of your emotional spectrum. It can be very easy to be off balance emotionally, not because your emotions are out of control or going wild, but because you accept some emotions while rejecting others. As a human, you require the full spectrum of your emotional states in order to learn. Your emotions are simply an energy that, when triggered, must escape through your physical body. It's a natural process that can flow easily when you allow it to take you where you need to go. Where these emotions get stuck is at the moment in which you feel you need to control them, judge them, or think negatively about yourself for having them. When you look at life from your spiritual perspective, you can easily want to reject those emotions that you believe are not very spiritual, such as anger. You may rationalize that you are beyond such feelings or that you simply don't like feeling that way. And you may only wish to vibrate to the happy, blissful emotions. But this is how you get out of balance. If you are out of balance in this way, you deny yourself the full spectrum of your necessary experiences. When you can accept your human nature fully and allow any emotional state that arises to just simply be whatever it is, you can see clearly the value of all experience. Once you combine this inherent value of every experience with your empowerment, you can unlock every potential that exists for you. If you deny even a small part of your emotional spectrum, you can only unlock a part of those potentials within you. This is what we call emotional imbalance. The energies this week will support your ability to come to emotional acceptance and synergy. You can choose to allow your full emotional spectrum. When you choose this, it can naturally and easily balance your own needs with the needs of others. When you deny your own needs in order to help others, you're suppressing your true feelings about what needs to happen instead of being clear that you cannot assist them this time, or maybe you do need to do something else for yourself. If you don't deny your own needs and allow yourself the full spectrum of your feelings and personal truth, then you can take more balanced actions in your life. We realize that when you say no to someone who asks for help, it can be an unpopular choice for the other people in your life who may pull on you for support often. You need to realize that you are not responsible for the response of others when you cannot help them. You did not cause their disappointment or other feelings either. This is just a part of their emotional spectrum that needs to be expressed. It needs to be expressed within them, but not because you should change your mind and help anyway or give in to their pleas. It is simply that they are what they're experiencing in that moment. If you learn to fully accept your full emotional spectrum, then it will be much easier for you to accept it in others when you must make a choice to do for yourself first. Choose to create balance for yourself this week. Know that we are sometimes the quiet voice of encouragement you hear inside you that urges you toward a happier life. We are always here to guide you along the way and to celebrate your wise choices. Please call upon us at any time. We are only a thought away. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Wow. Okay, so that was a lot of information about sometimes we deny the balance of our emotions, which I kind of related to that in the message. I don't know about you, but sometimes we like to take that high road. We don't always allow ourselves maybe to feel that. And I think I told a story on the show at one point where the angels actually made me really angry to show or illustrate that point, but I want to make sure we get enough time for tonight's topic, so I'll have to save that for maybe one of those hour shows. Okay. Well, you know, I chose this one because I really think this is something that comes up a lot, you know, balancing our needs with those of others, whether it be your friends, your family, children, everything, right? We have to find some kind of balance. We have to take time for ourselves. One piece of advice that I've come to understand on my own journey is that we should act in our own best interests before we take action for others. Now, I'd heard this first from my own teachers many years ago, and I'll be honest, my initial feeling about this idea was quite uncomfortable. Like most people, I was worried that I was being selfish if I put myself first. And before, I was often a person that sacrificed my own needs for others. And I'm generous by nature, so I think in many ways this type of view about our lives is a common one, especially if we like to be of service to others. I thought, you know, others are more important than I am. And if other people are happy in my life, then so am I. Well, I'm sure these ways of thinking are all too familiar for many of you listening tonight. And I wanted to discuss the topic, you know, because the seraphim have been communicating with us about balance and how to receive. And I think for those of us who naturally do want to help others, it's really a tricky issue. And I've come to realize over my own journey that acting in our own best interest when done properly isn't a selfish act at all. It's a way to ensure that you're making the best of your life so that you can help those around you to make the best of theirs. What can be hard to figure out first, you know, what are my best interests? What do I really need in order to be whole? How do I evaluate my actions, my goals, and manage my time? And most of all, the concern we have about how doing these things for ourselves will affect the people around us. It's a legitimate concern when we seek to shift our dynamics from one of maybe martyring ourselves for these people in our life to the creation of a new healthy balance. And as I was trying to look at this, you know, subject, I think we all have four basic areas of need, right? We're trying to figure out what our needs are. So if we look at it broke down between these four areas. So we have to meet our physical needs, such as getting enough sleep and exercise. We have to meet our emotional needs, such as asking for support when we need it. We need to meet our mental needs, such as having a stimulating job, hobby, or things that stimulate us mentally. And of course, number four, last but not least, we need to meet our spiritual needs, such as taking time to meditate or pray. So our physical needs, you know, are pretty important. If you're regularly exhausted because you never take time to eat a proper meal, get a good night's sleep, or get some exercise, then start making these things a priority for yourself. If you stay up late with your spouse watching TV while slumped on the sofa half asleep because you think he or she might be offended if you go to bed alone, are you the one who always insists on getting up with the kids in the middle of the night, even though your partner would be perfectly happy to? Well, we'll get into some of that, you know, down in the rest of this material I prepared tonight. Is sometimes we have to be able to delegate. Well, this is a very good quote from End Emotional Hunger, Take Care of Yourself First. It says, you eat on the run because you believe you shouldn't take time for lunch. There's too much work to do. You eat the eclair, the donut, the cake, all the while knowing this is really not taking care of yourself. But you really take care of yourself. You have to think of yourself first. So we have to be, you know, take care of our health. You know, if we're always frazzled, you know, then we're not really going to give everybody the best of ourselves anyway, or even ourselves the best of ourselves, right? So, you know, our emotional needs, of course, are real important. Some of us end up, I know this is true for me, sort of being that rock for our friends and family to come with the problems. You know, I think sometimes it's a great privilege to be known as a good listener, but sometimes it's hard when you feel maybe you need support. Maybe you feel you might burden other people in your life. And sometimes we may not just have a crisis or anything, but maybe we just need somebody to listen. We need to vent. So if we need to, we have to ask a good friend or relative, you know, we can have some chat time. Explain you're going through a difficult time, and it would help to have somebody to talk to. They'll be more than glad to help, especially if it means they can return the favor that you've provided them over and over again in the past. And remember, though, any healthy relationship is a two-way street. Any unhealthy relationship is not. Sometimes it's hard to see when people we care about don't reciprocate. But, you know, if they don't, then maybe it's time to make a change. You know, healthy selfishness is a way of thinking and acting in which there is a deep appreciation and concern for yourself. It includes a willingness to respect your own feelings, desires, and needs, as well as to trust your knowledge, ability, and experience. In the practical sense, it means doing such things as resting when you're tired or asking for emotional support without an apology. How often do you apologize for having a need? I used to do that all the time. So we have mental, you know, needs too. We all need to feel challenged and stimulated by our daily life. If you never learn anything new, never push yourself to think a bit harder, or never do anything that tests your limits, you'll probably end up feeling that life lacks meaning. Well, on the flip side, if you're completely out of your depth with a particular area of study or work, you're likely to be unhappy, stressed, and anxious. And a lot of times I think the only mental needs that get addressed when we're really busy is how to organize our day in order to get everything done for our family. And I'm sure all the parents can relate to that, or even just taking care of parents and loved ones. It's important to understand this need in ourselves to keep learning and pursuing interests that we want to. And, of course, our spiritual needs, important. When life is busy, it's hard to take time for things which feel unproductive, like attending a religious service, meditating, taking a long bath, praying. You might feel guilty about sitting there doing, quote, nothing if you're engaged in one of these activities. But it is, you'll hear me often say this, it's so crucially important for us to find or create space and distance from day-to-day life in order to take a fresh look at things. So you got to let yourself take the time you need for that renewal without feeling guilty. And then it means you can come from this very powerful, centered place to help friends and family. So there are many reasons that we need to look at balance in our lives between ourselves and others. And there's just a few here that I think when we're trying to make that transition where maybe we look at our own needs first, we need to understand these things. One is too much sacrifice can harm relationships because the mutual respect that comes from giving and taking is actually what strengthens it. Excessive giving can create internal resentment. If you continually put everyone else first, you may eventually resent everyone for expecting so much of you, when in reality, you had the choice to give less at any time. Or you may find also that others may secretly resent us for trying to do everything for them, and maybe they want to learn themselves instead. And another thing, sacrificing is not always helpful. We often give because we think it's the right thing to do, but sometimes it's just not. People, especially children, and I had to learn this with four kids, they need to learn to take care of themselves and to accept the world, you know, won't maybe always meet their every wish, whim, or need. I often speak about this too, is that sometimes when we do that or we overdo, we can circumvent another's experiences that we need. So if we just jump in and rescue all the time, then we're really interrupting their growth processes, which isn't very fair. The final reason that we need to create this balance is, you know, to truly give to ourselves. You know, we need to take care of ourselves. You know, somebody catching a ride, daily ride to work might make somebody else's life easier, but your bond as a healthy, happy person is far more valuable. You can only offer that if it takes care of your own needs as well. What is often the hard part of is being realistic. And I talk about this too a lot, guys. Be realistic about what we need, how much time we really have, and what, you know. And if you're a person who tends to overcommit yourself often, then I think it's time for us to try to figure out how to say no. Okay. So here are my suggestions. I'm sure there are many of them, but these are the big ones, I think, for, you know, creating a life that we really deserve that involves doing and resisting and giving and taking and being selfless and selfish at times. And so I recommend the following steps to find, you know, a balance. I think the first thing is what you need to identify your current give-take ratio. If you'd like to find a balance, you have to know how off balance you currently are. Is it 50-50 or 70-30 or 90-10? Yeah, so we have to look and see and acknowledge that imbalance. And then the second thing here is we need to figure out why we're so imbalanced. You know, are we overexerting ourselves to feel powerful or to please everybody? Do you secretly feel that you don't deserve better? Or you think life is the way it is because it just has to be that way? And we need to figure out what brings us off balance, what we're trying to gain by overdoing. A lot of times we martyr ourselves because we don't feel good enough, and so we're trying to prove it that we're good enough. And so if once we figure out kind of what creates, or at least the root of that imbalance, you could do that by journaling, we need to find an alternative plan, you know. You know, how we can get those needs met, you know, and be well, you know, liked, nurture qualities and skills that attract people to you other than your tendency to say yes. This is a far better approach to gaining respect anyway. Number four on here, should be delegate. Well, we've heard the old adage, you know, if you want something done right, do it yourself. Well, I used to be personally caught in this one, and still from time to time have to get my mind to look at tasks that could be delegated to others. I just felt like in the past everything was all on me alone. Then after a while it was. It became a good excuse as to why I couldn't do this or that for myself, and then I get into becoming a victim. And so a lot of times we say, oh, I have to do all this stuff, but there is a way to get creative about the solution, so maybe you have a chance to breathe, take a breath. The next one is take a piece of the pie, is what I call it. You can't give everyone in your life 100%, so you're likely to give your parents, friends, or significant others a percentage of your energy. I'll make sure if you make that little pie chart that you figure that a piece of that is yours, right? So we need to get our own slice of pie. Another way to transition to this greater balance between what we give and what we give ourselves is think of taking as another form of giving. I know it sounds strange, but everything you get from giving, you know, the people who love you will get the same if you give them a chance to reciprocate. So why not allow them the opportunity to feel helpful and important too? The next one on my list here is take a drama-free look at your relationships. Do some people take more than they give? Well, the goal isn't to blame, attack, or make yourself a victim, but rather to establish which relationships in your life need to change. And I know that that is easier said than done, guys, but, you know, if there's some relationships that are not nurturing in your life, you're worth more than that. And so if you identify certain relationships in your life, you know, it's good practice to make an attempt to repair the unbalanced relationship. So if that give-take ratio is off kilter, you need to address this either by asking for what you need when you need it or initiating a constructive conversation. If the bond is worth saving, the other person will at least be a little receptive to what you're saying. Make a habit of expressing your needs. This is an second to the last one here. People won't always anticipate them and step up to the plate, even if you operate that way. And I know, you know, for all of us self-sufficient gals out there, we have to express what we need. Otherwise, nobody's going to have any idea because we look like we've got it all together. And then finally here, guys, and then I need to get to a caller who's been waiting. Check in without what I call an even-steven philosophy. You don't need to keep an internal scorecard of how much people are doing for you, but you should feel that on the whole, that they're there for you physically and emotionally as much as you're there for them. So we don't have to have a little scorecard out, but it is good to look and see that those things have greater balance. So, and especially with the Seraphim message, they're saying, you know, we need to really look at, you know, having that full emotional balance as well as balancing our needs with the needs of others. Take time to breathe. So making now the perfect time to ask yourself, how can I accept where the choices that I've made have taken me, but make more balanced choices from here on out for a truly wonderful life? So I think that we can all create that kind of balance, guys. It just takes a little work and effort to look at where the imbalances are. Sometimes we don't want to acknowledge that, but you got to do it in order to get some peace of mind. So, and the Seraphim are encouraging us, obviously, to try to create some balance all the way around. So you guys can chew on that this week. And I do have time for a caller, so I'd like to welcome Sharon to the Angel Connection. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, CJ. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, I was trying to get all the topic in so I could get you in. Thank you for being patient. What can I do for you?
Well, this has been a year of one transition after another for me, and I just would like to hear any kind of guidance the angels may have for me, because there's going to be more, I know.
Well, Sharon, honey, it's a wonderful question that you're asking this evening. You know, and a lot of people, I always love it. The callers are perfect, so you're perfect calling, because I know there are so many people out there right now. Well, there's been a lot of transition, a lot of change, and I know it can just, really feel like the universe is just changing around you for no apparent reason. But what the angels say about this for you, and this is true for others as well, you know, there is a lot of things in your life in particular, and it's interesting that the word, we're talking about balance tonight, right?
Right.
There's a really this tremendous energy that I see around you, changing and shifting things. It's almost like your higher self is really kind of in charge of a lot of these changes. And once the changes really kind of shake out and things do balance out, I see things being much better than you might even imagine that they could be. What's real important for you is to, in order to kind of move through these changes effectively, is to make sure some of the things that we're talking about tonight with your nurturing your spiritual self, and to be able to, you know, to try to stay centered. I know it's real challenging for you when things start, you get a lot of anxiety, don't you?
Yes. But I've been doing better if I actually channel, you know, giving that to Gaia.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I'm getting better, much better at transmuting that, though.
Well, and you are. And, you know, I think that you're going to see even better results with that, you know, just focusing on not, you know, it's hard to stay in the moment. So I think there's a lot of lessons being communicated to you right now about being in the flow, about not worrying, you know, trusting. And trust is a big area with you that you're working on as well, I see.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, the angels want to encourage you to continue to keep your eyes as open as they have been with regard to, you know, these aren't just mundane things happening in my life. These are monumental, big, you know, changes and shifts in how I look at the world and how I see things. And so I'm real excited for you because I think that this is a real turning point for you. There are many things that you have wanted to create the possibilities for in your life. A lot of your life has been, as we were talking about tonight, dedicated to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really time for Sharon to have a piece of the pie.
Indeed. I'm ready.
I know that you're ready. And obviously, if everything is shifting, you're definitely ready. You have a couple of very strong angels around you, too, I just wanted to mention before I let you go. And there's a huge, huge energy of Archangel Michael around you. I think this has a lot to do with really supporting your own power and to be able to really be a much more powerful, centered presence. So I wish you well in this transition that you're making, and I'm so happy that you called, and thanks for listening to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very, very much, and namaste.
Namaste, dear. Well, Sharon's going through, you know, a lot of changes in her life, like I know that we all are, and, you know, we have to find some balance, I think. You know, I was telling somebody just the other day that lately things have been so rapid in my life, I have no choice but to surrender. And I felt like I was just a little buoy on the ocean going boing, boing, you know, from each experience, just trying to flow with that. So, well, I have a couple of announcements. And then, of course, it's our time to move into our weekend. In September, the Angel Connection, as I've been telling people, is moving to an hour format. I've invited some guests back that I felt that you guys and I would enjoy going more in-depth with, such as Laverne Burton, the Angels in the Afterlife author, coming September 7th, and Michelle Hushens, who is sharing with us before about vibrating to joy. She's going to join us for Learning to Live Vibrationally September 28th, so I'm very excited. Well, that's all the time we have this evening. As always, it's been a pleasure to share some of this time with you. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. And I am taking next week off from the show. I'm going to take a little break, guys. And then I have a special guest coming August 31st, so be sure to tune in to discuss the book Star Child with Kathleen Goldstein. Until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. Take care and many blessings for the coming week. And remember to breathe, okay? And find balance.